Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
So I want to talk to you about the easiest way to understand why your child might not focus. My name is Fred Librand, and you might want to listen to me because I am a notorious non-focuser. And I'm going to tell you this, that your child may have neurochemical issues or may have a learning challenge, something like that. And all that, if that's true, then obviously you need to work with those pieces. However, what I'm going to share, I do believe applies to those kids, but also kids we'd consider normal but a bit scattered. And bear in mind, some of it is personality, some of it is they're wired this way. There's a tendency for boys to be a little more active and focus on hitting. I don't mean to be sexist or weird, you know, hitting or bumping into each other or running around, etc. But this is kind of almost cliched. We know it's so true. What I'd like to do is show you something called flow. And if you just bear with me briefly, this is going to explain to you, I think, a way to begin thinking about what's going on with your kid. So the way we're going to do this is I'm going to see if I can't just draw a little something for you. And it's a graph that looks like this. Get my little eraser out, see if I make that go away, and get back to the pen. So this graph is going to tell you most of what you need to know. And it's running a scale of, we're going to call it from this researcher, challenge. And this will be competence. So when you look at challenge and competence, that's really what's going on. And what happens up here is if you get into a stage, let's try to put some color in here. If you get to a stage, you know, look at it like this. So that if you have someone who's very confident, or rather competent, right, but low in their challenge, or you have someone who has a very high challenge but is low in their competence, these things create the problem. So if someone's got a big challenge but they're not very competent, this produces anxiety. Right? And if you have a child or anybody who is really competent but doesn't have much challenge at all, this generates boredom. So you have this anxiety and you have this boredom thing. And right there in the middle is what you want. And they call this flow. Like in the zone, flow state. And what's going on in this flow state is that the challenge and the, let's see if I can get another fun color in here, the competence level and the challenge meet. So here's what's going on in parenting, in schooling, in sports, is that if we're not giving a child enough of a challenge, they're going to be bored, a challenge that matches their skill level. And if they're bored, they don't focus. But then again, if you give them a really high challenge that's way beyond their ability to do it, they get really anxious or stressed out. And that doesn't generate focus. So what you're wrestling with is this challenge for yourself and your own competence of getting a student to be in that zone area. The way I can just tell you the way we did it in math is, in our experience in math, we were seeking to have our children be able to do problems in a day. We homeschooled them. We do a certain number of problems in a day. In our context, it was 2 hours a day. And we wanted them to make a 90 or better. So we gave them enough problems where they could maintain a 90 or better. Now, sometimes the new material is harder and we'd back off. They might do a half a lesson a day. Well, if a child is at a half a lesson a day competence level or in challenge level, that's going to be the flow for them. And, you know, they're really going to learn it. But if they go to new material, like most math books do, when you start a new book or new year, the first part is review from the last year. So it's pretty easy. And if they just have a, you know, too few problems to do in a period of time, it's going to be boring to them. Now, maybe the challenge is to get it done in a certain amount of time and they get more time back in their day or something. That's great. But this is a thing you want to keep looking at. Look at what they're really able to do. And as they grow in their competence, you've got to grow in their challenges. If the challenge is beyond them, you need to bring it down. It's this game that's in play, in my experience, with focus. So, I hope indeed you found that incredibly helpful. Go play with it. Bless you.